Twitchy, a play about birders by Phil Johnson, with the voices of Ian Harley, Phil Johnson and Bob Willerton.
Right, first things first, eh? Bins. This is what we birders call binoculars, set up with scope.
Scope? A telescope, you mean?
Oh no, I mean a scope, a spotting scope, high end. 95mm, 30 to 70 zoom. My budget can only go to 95mm. Next up would be 115.
Gosh, that's some kit. Must have cost you a bit.
Oh, yes. High-end spec. Don't ask the wife how much it cost me.
Why not?
She doesn't know, and I daren't tell her. But it puts me very close to the objects of my hobby, birds. I put the bins on the table, pencil, notebook out ready, make a note down of the place and the date, and a flask of coffee. Now we're set. Let's see what's occurring today. Let's look over the water. Quick scan with the bins.
I've got my stuff ready.
What on earth is that?
Oh, that? No, it's my I Spy book of birds. You said to bring a notebook, but I had a stroke of genius, as I won't know many birds. I'd have to keep interrupting you to tell me what it is I could see. And so I thought that the I Spy book would help me.
But an I Spy book of birds back in your pocket, that's the last thing I want to be seen with. If anyone from my bird group walks in, and they could, believe me, and sees that near me, I'll become the laughing stock at the next meeting.
You're not still knocking around with that band, are you?
Knocking around? I will have you know that I am and have been the secretary of the Bowsley Ornithological Group for the last 4 years. I am the very pillar of the group.
Bowsley Ornithological Group, Bog. B-O-G, Bog. Hey, Bog, you must be flushed with success. Get it?
Very funny. Put that I Spy book away. Ooh. Hello there, Colin. Didn't see you in the gloom. Did you enjoy the meeting last week? It was a good speaker, wasn't it? Knew his stuff. Anything worth seeing out there?
Those young stuff. Very quiet, really.
Right. Put that book away and don't let me see it again.
But I thought...
But you didn't think. Look. I will tell you where to look and what is out there, and you just make a note of it in my book. After all, that's why we're here, isn't it? Okay. Oh, that's a good start. Now, do you see over there? Far shore, just left of the reed bed, where that bit of beach is. Goosander. Pochardo, yes. Gadwallon. Oh, that's a rarity for us so far inland. Godwits.
What's it?
Godwits, you halfwit. Migratory. Black-tailed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, been puzzling for a while. Well spotted. I couldn't tell, really, if they were bar-tailed or black-tailed. By the way, there's some teal and tufted duck from the next hide, if you're interested. Showing well, too. Good starting point for your mate.
Right, thanks. We'll go and take a look. Best not jump in at the deep end with my mate after it's its first outing as a birder. Thanks, we'll move on. Come on, Tony.
Have you dropped something?
Sorry?
Is that yours? There, on the floor, near where you were sitting.
No, I don't think so. I know I have all I came in with, bins. Scope, notebook and pencil and flask, and I am very thorough.
Well, what's that on the floor?
What? Oh, it must have been here before we arrived. Looks like a kid's book.
Oh, no, that's my I Spy book of birds. Thanks, Bonnie, just got it yesterday.
I told you to put it in your pocket and not take it out.
I didn't take it out. It must have slipped out of my jacket when I stood up. Sorry.
Oh, I knew you would cause me some embarrassment with that thing. Come along before it gets any worse.
May I have a look at it? I haven't seen one of those in years.
Yes, of course. Look, here you go.
Come on, we haven't time, Tony. Now look what you've started. Oh, this is so embarrassing.
I haven't seen a copy for years. Still the same old birds, I see, but now in colour. The first copies I had just contained line drawings. So different.
The first ones, you say?
Yes, I was a little more than a kid. Didn't know a sparrow from a siskin. I would use a copy as a list, get a new one every year, and it became a competition. Could I spot more in it the next year? Did it for quite a few years. Never got them all, but then I took up the habit more seriously.
Oh, I see. So you say it's quite useful then?
Well, aye. If you're a beginner, yes. Doesn't get too bewildering. As you've seen this morning, there's a lot of variety out there. Could be off-putting unless you have a start. It helps to learn to spot the familiar before you go on with advanced species.
Oh, well, this morning I can now easily spot mallard, tufted duck and now godwit.
There you are then, moving on already. Here's your book back.
Thanks. Hey, I'm already looking forward to my next outing.
No problem then. Enjoy the rest of your day. See you at next week's meeting, Ray.
Aye, come on then, I suppose this means more outings.
Well, yes. I need a more advanced guide then. Can you recommend one? I said, are you able to recommend a good guide?
Only if you promise one thing.
Which is?
If you do insist on bringing that I Spy book, then be smart with it.
All right, okay. Point taken. A pencil and a notebook is all I'll bring. Oh, and my bin. If it makes you happier, I can tick the book when I get back home.
Just check the phone. Latest bird news in the area. Just picked up a text. Oh, Deming's stint has been spotted at the RSPB site down the road. Rare bird, rare tick. It could be busy there. It probably explains why it's so quiet here. Are you coming along?
Why not? Rare bird, eh? That'll be a real first. Deming's stint.
Stint. Stint. Deming's stint. Calidris temininkii, to give it its scientific name. Oh, it's going to be a long journey. Come along then, Barnsley's answer to Chris Packham. Let's be off.
Did you hear that, Colin?
Maybe later.
Deming's stint. What exactly is a stint? Is it a duck?
Oh, come on.
Sorry, Colin.